When voters legalized recreational marijuana, they also created a new standard for driving. It says if you have a certain blood level of the active drug in marijuana, called THC, you're automatically considered guilty of driving under the influence. That took effect 2 months ago, and so far, arrests have stayed about the same, according to police, prosecutors, and a defense attorney who testified to a legislative committee. Olympia Police Officer Brian Wiley says the only change is it's okay to have marijuana in your car.
So I have to observe other things, the psychophysical things. Like if you're very slow to find your driver's license, or if I ask you to find your driver's license and you produce your Visa card, stuff like that.
Police say they are looking for impaired driving. If someone smells like pot and drives erratically, then they can bring the driver to a hospital to get a blood sample. The controversy is around that blood test. Marijuana fades quickly in the blood, but then lingers at low levels. So marijuana advocates worry someone who is a legal daily user and happens to run a red light could get a DUI just for a residual chemical in his blood. Some state lawmakers want to amend the initiative, but they aren't sure how to improve it. Scientists disagree with each other about whether any test for marijuana can predict impaired driving. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.